Dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? You say my opinions are not fact. I wanna ask you, is it opinion and is death in tax? A dollar in.
Interesting listening to the closing music of the previous broadcast. I remember that song, of course, as a young boy. Well, I wasn't that young, but I wasn't ready to go in the military yet. That came a few years later. But listening to that piece made me wonder if I was listening to a newscast from the Far East somewhere. But I didn't hear the words coronavirus, or however they pronounce it. It's Thursday. Good afternoon. For some of you, good evening. For still others, maybe it's still good morning. I don't know anymore. Next week, next weekend, the time changes. That's going to be good for me, because instead of being an hour difference of RBN, I will be going on an hour earlier my time, so we'll have a two-hour spread. Make things easier, juggling grandkids, picking her up from school, and all that good stuff. Let's talk a little bit about money today. Money is supposed to be representative of all the goods and services that the country has produced in an entire year, maybe an entire lifetime, I don't know. A buck. A buck is referred to as a buck because in the early days of American money, a dollar was worth the equivalent of about one deer. You know, the one with the antlers running around that you go hunting in, you know, the fall. Now, there were a lot of trading posts around the colonies that did not trust American money for good reason. Benjamin Franklin intentionally devalued America's first currency as a way to finance the Revolutionary War. But soon after the war, the Treasury began working to regain the public trust in American currency, even going so far as to print the words "payable in silver or gold" to the bearer thereof. Yeah, it worked for a while. From 1813 to 1913, there was no income tax in America. Did you know that? More importantly, there was zero inflation. The money left to your family by your grandfather had the same value as the day he first deposited it. Americans also benefited from low taxes in the early days, beginning around 1913, since most tax revenue was generated from public lands. A progressive shift in the management of public lands, of course, substantially reduced the economic benefits that Americans have been so accustomed to. Instead of being an economic benefit to taxpayers, public lands became a net economic drain. National parks were created. The same national parks that today have some, I don't know, $12 billion, $15 billion, how many trillion dollars in backlog, basic care, and maintenance costs. Now, multiple use of public lands took a major shift towards single use. In fact, no use at all, imposing Stone Age-type economic hardships on wilderness areas and surrounding communities. And so, doubling down on stupidity, Americans developed a love for, well, Bernie's free words, his favorite words. Americans developed a love for free stuff, man. And it all got voted into law somewhere around 1913. Taking away the means to pay for the free stuff, the once steady stream of revenue generated by managed public lands. Because you see, new revenue streams were artificially inseminated. Artificially created. Yeah, maybe the first choice of the word was more appropriate. I'm not sure. So, to pay for all the new free stuff, the Treasury no longer reigns supreme in American fiscal policy. Oh, no. A consortium of some 13 private and independently banks created the Federal Reserve. And so you see, since 1913, we, the taxpayers, have been depositing our tax money into the Federal Reserve. Oh, if you have to make a payment, you know, you make the check payable to the IRS, Internal Revenue Service, which is a division of the Federal Reserve, not a division of the federal government. So you make a deposit. Maybe you get charged a fee when you put the money in, another fee when you withdraw some of your own money. Of course, there's maintenance fees and interest simply for storing the taxpayers' money in the Federal Reserve. So, you know, there's double taxation going on here. Now, when the taxpayers demand goods or services that they cannot afford, the Federal Reserve simply orders the U.S. Treasury to print more money with no backing, or to print the money with the backing of other borrowed money, the selling of treasury bonds to anyone who will buy them, including and probably most importantly to foreign nationals and hostile foreign governments who have ulterior motives for buying U.S. debt. I apologize, I'm yawning a lot. I've shared with you over the last few weeks my sleeping habits have become unmanageable. I reached a point yesterday. I laid down at about 7 o'clock last night, and I woke up at about 10:15, and I went back to sleep a few minutes later, and I woke up again at 11, and again at 12 something, and 1 something, and finally by like 1:45, 2 o'clock, I just said the hell with it, and I've been up ever since, and I've been working nonstop. A lot of things going on, so I tend to have these hesitations like right now where I'm yawning. Now, part of that's because my nose is clogged up and I can't breathe. Back to our story. So now we've got this addiction to free stuff. And what that means is that the American government has to borrow 40 cents of every dollar that it spends. Well, you may have heard the national debt is $25 trillion, but what you didn't hear about is the $220 trillion that Americans owe in future unfunded long-term liabilities. Oh, that would be in part your Social Security benefits. How about your Medicare? And Bernie and a few others seem to want to give some kind of a Medi-Cal type thing for everybody. It's for free, man. Ain't nobody going to pay for that jive. Except that those of us who think we're still working and making a living We're paying taxes. We're the ones that are going to pay for it. Look, it's fairly simple. Spending more money than is generated in tax revenue devalues our currency, making goods and services more expensive to the general public who could afford it. Just a few simple inflation points ago. But since you and I are paying more in overdraft fees and penalties and interest due to a lesser value currency, the public borrows more money to maintain the public standard of living that we've all grown accustomed to and, more importantly, feel entitled to. Ah, but you see, since it is an entitlement now, the public demands even more free stuff. They don't care about the financial death spiral that overspending always leads to. Think about this in terms of your own life. I mean, you and I are peanuts compared to what the government does. But we whoop out that MasterCard, baby, get ourselves further into debt. I was listening to a commercial on a local radio station this morning. It's one that my granddaughter and I play when I'm taking her to school. The main host on this show has been the host on this program for 25 years. Used to be Beth and Bill. And I loved it. Bill passed away, and he was just a great guy. I knew him personally. Beth has gotten older. She's trying to be young, but she ain't. So when she has paid advertisements on her show, she's the voice, acting as if Lane Furniture is where she personally buys her furniture. And American Finance is what she calls it. It's finance, lady. But she calls it American Finance. But that's not the gist. The gist of it is she's talking about how home mortgages, their rates have dropped again immeasurably. Even my own mortgage guy is trying to call me and say, you might want to consider doing this, Jeff. I think we can probably drop 2% or whatever. I could go to VA and probably drop 3%. I've just chosen to not have a damn thing to do with VA. I've never taken a single benefit from VA. I'm registered for Veterans Administration, et cetera, the hospitals. If I choose, I choose never to go back in there. I got the card for one reason, and I just sit on it. But I generally don't take advantage. I've never taken a school loan. I've never done a mortgage with them. Nothing. I'd just rather not do it. Look, I serve my time. As far as I'm concerned, I did my job. They owe me nothing. Okay? Now, maybe that puts me in a different category. I just don't know. I don't want the taxpayer forking out money to support me because I seem to think 50 years later that I'm due some benefits that are called veterans, you know, benefits, that the taxpayer has to fork out for, because that's the reality. But that's besides the point. Why have interest rates on home dropped so much, and yet interest rates on a credit card, no matter how good your credit rating is, no matter how up-to-date you keep your payments, it's now pushing 26 stinking percent. So, they give it to you one way, and they stick it to you another way. It's unbelievable. So we're paying these higher and higher fees. Now, several months ago, my wife had a couple of checks disappear out of her checkbook, and they were forged and fraudulently written. And when we realized what was going on, she got a hold of the bank, and they didn't really want to do anything. In other words, you've had this kind of stuff happen before. We're not going to do anymore. Unless you do this. Well, she went and did that, came back with the filed report, and the bank went ahead and credited the checks. Well, in the interim, they closed the account, opened a new account, which is merely nothing but a change in account numbers. Everything remains exactly the same where it was and tied to all her other accounts, etc. But here's the interesting thing about it. There were two checks written, one to our mortgage company, and $200 to our son. Both of those checks bounced because my wife can't think. She she thinks only as far as she can see, which ain't very far, okay? The fact of the matter is, when she went through that, she should have reviewed any outstanding checks that she had written within the previous week or so and cleared those with the bank for payment. They could have paid off the new account, but she didn't do it. Now, the mortgage company is not only sending a letter, they've now sent a notice, and they've been calling her on the phone through my phone. My name is not on the mortgage. It's on the deed, but it ain't on the mortgage. There's a reason for that. I'm not going to bore you with it. It's none of your damn business. The fact of the matter is that she could have done that. So now we've got this grief and the aggravation. Of course, the son not only gets the bounce check for money he needed, he's, you know, a few weeks between jobs. He started his new job last week. They don't open the place till next week, but he's still getting paid. But, you know, even once you start, you're looking at a couple weeks before you see a paycheck. So she loans him a couple $100 to get by. Well, now not only does it bounce, he gets hit with an overdraft fee. Ay vey, woman, you just stop making these decisions on your own because you don't know what you're doing. Come talk to me so we can determine the right way to handle this stuff. So the public keeps forking out overdraft, penalties, interest. Money ain't worth as much, so we're going to pay a higher interest. By the way, where do you think your tax money goes to every year? You know, if you got to write a check to pay the IRS, I remember a time that you made your check out to the Federal Reserve Bank, or maybe it was always the Internal Revenue Service, but it doesn't make any difference. The fact of the matter is that all of that money that is paid into taxes to the IRS does nothing more than pay toward the interest on the national debt. It doesn't lower our indebtedness. It never has. Do you know that when Woody first got conned into putting this whole income tax thing together, the highest percentage rate paid was like 7%. People making less than X paid nothing. The next step of 2%. So between 2% of your so-called annual income, after I don't know what the deductions were back then, if I'm not mistaken, over at MorganaPreciousMetals.com, somewhere in there, I have an image. It's a copy of the original so-called 1040 form with the breakdown of what the tax rates were. I need to find that and bring it back to the fold again. Well, keep in mind, all this stuff, as we said, is entitlement. We want more freebies. We don't care about the financial death spiral. Entitlement-minded citizens, or basement dwellers, then demand that everyone else pay more of their fair share, meaning that it's fair to take from those productive members of society and redistribute it to those who are not, such as those entitled-minded citizens, the basement dwellers, the ones that mommy and daddy are still taking care of, that somehow mean come up with enough money to buy a bunch of black clothes and black masks and various different forms of weapons and call themselves Antifa. Ladies and gentlemen, killing the only effective means of generating revenue and creating a steady populace ever more dependent on secure rural school funding, payment in lieu of taxes, and any other number of government handouts, all of which will and is collapsing the system right now, today. Do you doubt me? Look around the world. Look at France, England, Greece, Ireland, Rome, Venezuela, all of which have spent far more than their citizens could ever realistically repay. Understand something, my friends. The bill always comes due. Always. There's no way to get around it. It's no different than whatever is you're buying in the street. At some point in time, the bill always comes due. Holy crap. All right. Let's move on. Let's take a look at some market updates, and I'm going to tell you something right now. You know, the numbers are large enough that we've been dropping in the Dow every day for a week now. But they're small enough that most people pay no attention. Do you realize the Dow has dropped almost 3,500 points in the last week and a half? About a half an hour before we went on the air today, I happened to look at where the Dow was. Very fortuitous. It had dropped 666. And then all of a sudden, it was coming back up again. They were buying it back up. They were pumping it. And it was only up 500 and some, or down 500 and some, as we speak right now. The Dow Jones Industrial on the day is down 765 points right now, sitting at 26,191. The S&P 500 off 85. That's 2.73%. S&P 500 currently stands at about 3,031. The NASDAQ off 2.93%. The biggest percentage loser of the day is the NASDAQ, and that has continued for this same time period. They're down almost 263 at 87.19 or 87.18. The global Dow off 83 points at 2.71%, which is very close to exactly where the S&P 500's loss of the day is. Oil off another $1.69 today, down to 47.04, and the pumps around Arizona are still pumping us. Yep, they're taking that nozzle and they're shoving it right where the moon doesn't shine, and they're pumping us. As of an hour ago, gold was up, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 bucks. Right now it's down 240. Do you see the scam? Do you see the games that are being played? There ain't no way in living hell that gold's real value is dropping right now. Other than the powers that be are intentionally making sure that it continues to drop, because they don't want anybody to get wet in the pants over the stuff and possibly go out and buy some now, do they? My goodness, why would they want to do something like that? Governor of California, that little idiot Newsom, what I've told he's Pelosi's nephew or something like that, 8,400 people from commercial airline flights are being monitored for coronavirus. Headline, coronavirus could make your almond milk cheaper in the U.S. How do you milk an almond? Well, J.P. Morgan Chase plans to grow its wealth business. And who are they going to do that off of? What the living daylights is going on here? I can't believe this. I'm glad it's close to a break. Well, we're not that close. I think the battery just croaked on my mouse. When we go to break, I got to get new batteries. Well, let's see if I can do it this way. Oh my God, it's not even allowing me to do that. It's like the computer's frozen up. Ain't this marvelous? And it's not happening on this one. This one's working just fine and dandy, Jack. Or is it? Yeah, this computer's working great. Yeah, I got to get a new battery. I wonder if I got any in this desk. I'm not sitting in my regular office. If I were, I could reach into the desk, pull one out, and rock and roll. But that means right now, as it sits, I can't even change windows to get to another window to get back to taking care of business. Unreal. Hey, Princess, you there? That's what I call the board op. She's a real nice lady. Warning, unresponsive script, debug it. All right. I can't even do it. It won't allow me to even pop that thing on. This is great. I hope we're connected. I have no way of telling. I need a battery. Oh, wait a minute. Just continue. I just was able to move you. No, it won't even allow me to do this. Come on. I just moved the stupid thing. This is insane. Let's try this. No. It's not working. Julie, you there? Julie. She's probably run down the hall. Hey, you are there. I got a little problem here, and I need about less than a minute. Can you throw some music on for a moment? Thanks. Be right back. This issue is this computer is completely frozen up, so I'm going to kind of make do here for a few moments. But the reality is, absent nothing's going. I can't roll, I can't scroll, I can't move anything. Market Watch went to re-up the numbers, some things froze up there. I can't even switch to a different thing. So I'm going to just kind of babble here for a couple minutes. And shut this computer down, start it back up again. That will not affect the broadcast we're doing because that's a different situation. That's a different computer. So I'm going to shut this thing down and see what the living daylights happens. All right, it's doing that. That's a help. It's been interesting. I've been watching markets. Certainly gold and silver have come up considerably over the last 3-4 months. We got reasonably close to 1700. They pulled it way, way back. And yet it's still sitting in the roughly the mid 1500, mid 1600s right now, if I'm not mistaken. And we got things going on. We got a break here. Stick around. We'll be back and hope that the second half hour goes a little cleaner. Jeff Bennett here. Checking your way.
I want to ask you. Is it opinion and is death in tax? A dollar in, a dollar out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, we're back. We got it up working again, but we'll see for how long. I had to do some major upgrading on one of my laptops here a few months ago. I have some minor issues with it, but it keeps wanting to throw Yahoo up on this stupid thing, and I want nothing to do with Yahoo any more than I want Google. And anyway, so this thing's back up. Now, since we've been on break and had this little musical interlude, the Dow is now down 836 points. S&P 500 off almost 95 points. NASDAQ is down almost 300. So each one of those is down in excess of 3% today. Now you think about this. Just looking at the Dow at 26,121, that sucker was about 3,500 points higher than that just a week and a half or so ago. Gold is only off 220, currently sitting at about 1641 in that general range. Oil, as I shared, is under $47 a barrel. And yet there's no changes going on at the pump. This is a constant scam. You know, it used to be, well, when it went down, it took a few days, and, you know, and the prices would come down. And of course, they would bring them back up a lot faster than they'd bring them down. But, you know, we're paying. We're paying at the pump. We're getting pumped at the pump, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. Interesting headline. It popped up a little while ago that talked about this unbelievable, a stock has scored the biggest boost because of the coronavirus outbreak. There's only one problem with it. The company has been out of business for years. How does the stock score the biggest boost unless people are forking their money out for it? So are you telling me that stock brokers and online operations are taken for money for a stock that no longer exists? Or does it exist and they're just raking in the bucks too? I don't get it. Oh, Pelosi says the stock market's plunge is disturbing, and he's silly to pin the fall on Democratic debate. Oh, please. Shut up. More of these marvelous headlines. My wife made a fool of me. She secretly saved $40,000. Didn't mention she was fired 6 months ago. I drove an Uber on weekends to pay the bills. What should I do?
God. I'm 59, and my husband and I earn $500,000 a year, but we got credit card debt and nothing saved for retirement. What should we do? Are these real stories, or do they just make these headlines up to create stories? Unbelievable.
This is an interesting one. A woman was charged $143,400 for a breast biopsy? Here's how to improve medical billing transparency. She got screwed, blued, and tattooed, man. She got a biopsy and they charged her that kind of money? It's called greed, ladies and gentlemen. Over to the rest of the metals. Let's see what's going on. Rhodium, flat. It's been sitting at $11,200 an ounce for a couple days. Palladium, up $64. At $2,735 an ounce. Platinum's down $11 today at $901. That's $901 an ounce. Silver, for some reason, is down 17 cents today, $17.73 an ounce. Obviously, we were over $1,800 very early on in the day, I noticed. Gold up $420 right now at $1,645 an ounce. Look, I've shared this with you. Whether you like it or not, October of 2018, it wasn't that long ago. Gold sat in the $1,100 range, somewhere in the mid to upper $1,100 range, and look where it is today.
I don't want that gold stuff. What do we want those things for?
Yeah, look where silver was. Silver, if I'm not mistaken, was down in the $11 and some cent on range, and it's at $17.73. Hey, I don't care. Let it keep going up. You guys are all going to wind up paying a higher price unless you get your fingers out of your ears and do something. You know, and look, a lot of you folks don't have it. I understand that. It's the real world of the economy. There's something I shared with you a while back that I've got to dig up and find. Oop, I'm getting some texts while I'm on the air. That means probably Ken or some of the other folks are shoot me out some quick notes here. Let's see what we got. Ah. My friend Michael Nesser. I'm not repeating your comment on the air, man. Where is this darn headline I share with you? I need to move it back up to the top. I like this one, choosing between the lesser of two evils. How is choosing evil working out for you? Where is this darn thing? I've got somewhere else to go here in just a moment, but I'm trying to find something that I think I need to bring back to the forefront of Morgana Precious Metals. You'll see we've actually posted some very interesting things up there lately. Instead of just headlines, we posted a couple of very harsh wake up and reality type articles here overnight. And now this thing must be back much further than I thought it was. Maybe I've been updating that site more than I thought I had. Interesting article. I'm sure glad that I own gold. I'm not finding this thing quickly enough. How crazy. I probably passed it by and I'm just not seeing it. Come on, show me a date here, Turkey. I get frustrated when I wind up with a technical issue, and it's now cleared, but that's not the point. The point is we still had it, and that throws me for a loop a little bit. You know, I come to the airways for the most part pretty well ready to move forward. I know exactly where I'm going, what I'm going to talk about, where I'm going to go, and you know, sometimes some things just don't happen right. Well, I'm not finding it. It talked about, you know, how the dollar has fared against gold or vice versa over the years, and the fact that gold can continue to provide for you where the dollar is no longer providing for us. I talked with some people last night that talked about how places like Target and some other places are, in effect, 897 the Dow's down now. You know, they're raising the hourly pay because they're being forced into it. The problem is they're cutting back the people's hours, but they're forcing them to increase the work they're required to do while they're there. They're not the only ones doing it. I was at Denny's at 4 o'clock this morning and talking to the overnight manager who I know, and she's a pretty nice gal, and not my most favorite person over there, but she's really beginning to open up. They got the same problem. What do we have earlier in the week? Ash Wednesday? That's a busy day for a place like Denny's, believe it or not. The place was absolutely jammed, but because of the new corporate ownership of a very large group of these Denny's restaurants on the West Coast, not all of them, but some of them, they have a demand to cut back on the number of servers they have going on. I've been in that place where they had, you know, 8, 10, 12 servers running at a time. Ash Wednesday, they only had 5. It was insanity. Pure insanity. Was Ash Wednesday this week or was that last week? I'm sorry. I've lost track. Oh, speaking of which, the Pope has come down ill. And there's a good number of us out there hoping he'll just roll over and kick the bucket. He's deserving of it. But he's been out, you know, shaking hands freely, and Italy seems to have some very in-depth issues with coronavirus. Well, that's their problem. I bet the Italians don't drink Corona. It's garbage beer. Mexican congressman. Been sitting on this story for several days. Very interesting one. This is from the country of Mexico. Mexico produces, they're some of the largest silver producers in the world, and the quality of what they put out is simply amazing. But this congressman in Mexico is now calling the government to not export Mexican silver, to in effect back the peso with silver, and urges the citizens down there to start saving in silver. Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, Hugo Price has been telling people for years. Yeah. In Mexico, silver produced in Mexico should stay there and be used to strengthen the savings of the Mexican people. Oh, wait a minute. But that's not what you tell those who want to leave. Go to Estados Unidos and become an illegal and send all the dinero you can back down here to your family so they can go ahead and spend it in Mexico. Okay, that makes sense. But they want to push, once again, a silver-backed Mexican peso. And there's been rumors that Trump wants to muck around with the Federal Reserve and maybe do some things and start backing money with gold and silver again. But there's the poo-poo mechanisms out there saying, oh, no, you can't do that. We had another president that tried to do that. How long ago was that? Well, as we had Stinkin' Lincoln, who I never had any use for. He took on the bankers and told them to stick it, and he took him out. JFK is the other one. Yep. In our lifetime, ladies and gentlemen, if you doubt me, you can go to Morgana Precious Metals. And just the other day, I republished something that I honestly believe needs to be seen and read and understood. It is a series of headlines that I've made a decision at least once or twice a year I'm going to bring back to the main page of Morgana Precious Metals, because they are unbelievably important. They're just a mind blower. Well, at least I thought I brought it back up. What happened? Didn't it come back up? This is interesting. It didn't come back up. Ooh, hello there, Sapphire. That don't work, baby. I know I had that thing set to go back up. Maybe I forgot to change the date. Is that possible? That's how fried I am today. We'll manage. We have been, we've extended invitation to John, and John apparently has not been feeling great lately. I understand that because I've been going through some of that myself. Extended invitation to John that if he is of a mind to and wants to kind of rest, relax a little bit, I have offered. This thing was supposed to open up yesterday. What happened? Well, we're going to make it reopen right now, today. It was supposed to open at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Okay, so now today's the 27th. And we're going to pop this up because I really want you to have a chance to see this and look at this. But we talked about the Kennedy thing. One of the things that becomes very interesting is, hang on a sec. No, this should have been 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so now it's 13. We're going to call this 1300 hours now. And let's see if we can get this thing to open. There's one thing that may have held it from not going in. And I want to correct that right now. The point I'm trying to make is about once a year, I like to return to a series of posts from our past. Because most, if every one of these stories continues to come back to haunt us decade after decade after decade. And as I stated at the top of this, beware of the repetition of history, my friends. Because that's what it's doing. History repeats itself. So I didn't do this. Hang on, hang on. God bless America here, folks. Come on. You're driving me absolutely insane. I've got to change the date on this thing, clear it, repost it. Yeah, that's the kind of day I'm having. You know, when you're not getting a lot of sleep, you're also not having the greatest of nutrition, I'll tell you that right now. You tend to start going babble mouth. Yes, that's what I feel like I'm doing, going babble mouth. Let's go ahead and flush the cash. Speaking of which, sometime late on Friday, we'll be doing our typical weekend. But I just changed you. Ugh. My problem is I'm doing 14 things at once right now. That's done. That's done. Anyway, the headline in this piece is called Back to the Future, dated today, February 27th of 2020. The reality is history does repeat itself. There's no way to get away from it. The unfortunate thing is, well, we had a civil war once in this country. Oh, it was appropriately called the Revolutionary War. Oh, you think I was talking about that other thing that they call the Civil War? First of all, there was nothing civil about it. Number two, it had little to do with one damn thing they were trying to sell us on, okay? Here's some of the headlines. And this is one I chose to add to it. Glass-Steagall Essential Banking Regulation. And there's been a lot of calls to bring Glass-Steagall back. You know, the central struggle since the inception of the Republic has been about the control of money. And since the U.S. Constitution clearly defines coinage, the objective of the mercantile elite was to circumvent the law and establish a national bank. Woe to any defender of Andrew Jackson for abolishing the Second Bank of the U.S. and rendering the bankster Nicholas Biddle to his place in hell. The victory for the common man was ultimately betrayed when the Federal Reserve Central Bank was instituted with all the ills of fractional reserve banking. Yeah, Nicholas Biddle. You remember the name Biddle? There was a woman probably 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, that came up out of New York. Son of a gun, she was one of his offspring. Or several generations later. Another inclusion here, and these are headlines with brief introductions and then a link that'll take you back to the article. Federal Reserve Cartel, the eight families who own the U.S. That's an unbelievable thing to read. You begin to have a far better understanding of who controls the lobbying, who's shucking the shekels into the elected idiots in Congress that aren't doing one damn thing for you and I. They're doing it all for the international businessman. Another headline, Wall Street red flag, a bond market indicator that has predicted every recession in the last 50 years, just got triggered. Interesting article that, well, I can't say that. I mean, I wrote the thing many, many years ago. And you'll understand why. It's called Beware the Ides of Rare Coin Dealers. And I know there's some of you folks out there that maybe were listening to us years ago. And because we weren't here and, you know, Robbie disappeared and the whole nine yards, you guys decided to go buy from some other folks. You know, what's your choice? But don't get hornswoggled into this rare coin crap. I mean, if you've got millions and millions and millions of dollars and you know what you're doing and you've got a proper guidance counselor who's not just trying to dip into your pocket, true rarities are worth having. But you better be someone of wealth that can afford to fork out $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 for a true rarity. My opening says, if you're not familiar with the gold and silver or the so-called rare coin market, which is loosely aligned with it, nor some of the reasons why these goods are sought after all over the world. The column that I posted will have little meaning to many folks, but it's our intent to educate people as to the pitfalls of what some call the industry. If you've been considering so-called rare or numismatic coins as your main source of holding, then you better think again. What this is an expose of the pirates of the precious metals underworld and how you can protect your assets from them. And of course, now we go back to the reason I brought this whole thing up. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, who tried to issue interest-free money so the American people wouldn't be enslaved by the banking cartel. And then the Federal Reserve banking cartel had him killed. Oh, that's the story they'll never tell you. You know, they want to talk about the conspiracies, this, and Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Rubenstein and all the rest of it. No, June the 4th of 1963. A little-known attempt was made to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to loan money to the government at interest. For it was on that day that JFK signed Executive Order Number 11110 that returned to the U.S. government the power to issue currency without going through the Fed. Kennedy's order gave the Treasury the power to issue silver certificates against any silver bullion, silver, or standard silver dollars in the Treasury. All of which meant that for every ounce of silver in the Treasury's vault, the government could introduce new money into circulation. Kennedy brought in nearly $4.3 billion in notes into circulation. I actually hung up on her. Give me 10 minutes. You want to read this story. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to open it up real quickly. I think I've got maybe an image in there, I can't remember. Yes, I've got the complete spell out of the entire executive order, the complete layout. Along with it, some of Lincoln's monetary policy from 1865. Other information on the Federal Reserve. It's kind of an interesting piece. A lot of stuff to read. By the way, Kennedy was killed in 1964, but you realize that the executive order was never revoked until 1987? Very interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. I wonder what that was all about. So you want to take a look at that and follow the link that's embedded. And it'll take you onto a fair amount of all this stuff. It's historically quite unique. And by the way, there's actually a couple links embedded in the post you're going to get directed to. I would follow them as well. The other one, gold, a valuable thing to store. Now, if this is the one I think it is, come on, open. Nope, it's going to freeze up on me again. No, we got it. Is this the one I think it is? Yeah. A very unusual piece written by Gary North many years ago. And it's got a lot of things that you're going to find to raise your eyebrows and say, what the hell is he talking about? Gold has intrinsic properties that make it valuable, North says, but it does not have intrinsic value. He says, I mention this because at some point you're going to read about gold as a store of value. You'll read of gold's intrinsic value. And every time you read either of those phrases, you'll know that the author doesn't understand economic theory. Now, at the time that North wrote this, gold was just above $1,400 an ounce. And it all was taking place when we had problems going on with Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, et cetera, et cetera. Oil supply reductions, all this business. But you get into this, and you're entering it with some very negative approaches by North, and you have to begin to question what it's all about. As time goes on, you begin to learn exactly where he's going. He says, there is a logic to gold. Understand that logic before you buy it. The logic of gold is quite simple, my friends. 50 years from now, someone will buy that gold with something of value. That's the simple offshoot of all of it. Doesn't matter what it's worth. Doesn't matter what spot is. Whatever gold or silver that you have in your possession is going to have value somewhere down the road to someone. Whether it's someone who has food that you want, or has a car that you need to buy, or has a service that will overhaul your transmission, or whatever the case may happen to be, when they're willing to accept gold as payment. You've got something that will always purchase what you need. You cannot say that about the dollar. History in our lifetime has proven that's the case. With problems with countries all over the world that have gone Venezuela. Time for me to go. Hey, I'm here if you want to talk gold and silver. You can find my number at the Morgana Precious Metals website. You can also get that by going through the RBN website. It'll take you right to ours. Questions, comments, let us know. You take care of yourselves. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow night. Maybe here. I don't know. Take care.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.